because of their Shoresh Neshama is designed specifically to counter it. How does a person know what is their Shoresh of Ra? When the person sees their specific, his Gabras HaYetzer, their specific, the area that they have the strongest Yetzahara, that is, the person should know that it is in that area that his Shoresh of Ra belongs to.
It's not possible to have two? Two? I mean, like that.
It's not possible to have many, is it?
No, I find challenges in different areas, more than one area.
The Shalav, you could boil it down to one specific root.
And it'll be the same Nakuda.
Huh? Right. Well, you could probably boil it down to the same. Uchadugma, he says, for example, the Ishza Iker Yehuda Yemidas Akina. Right, for one specific person, his main purpose in life is to uproot the midah of jealousy. The Ishacha, for another person, Midas Hataiva, is the midah of desire. I covered for another person, it will be honor. Kolechad, Mashallah, Yoiser, each person, the area that they are, that they suffer the most. What he's saying here is that everything boils down to one of these three general
categories.
Kina, Taiva, and Kovid.
What's
Kina
again?
Jealousy.
Kina is jealousy. Jealousy, desire, and seeking of honor.
And
all the other.
Where does Bittul Torah fall on?
Well, it depends why there's Bittul Torah. And all the person, all the other bad midas that a person has that don't see, that einon kiyam pri veushim shal nekudas harash hazu. It's fruit of this specific root of evil. So also, yesh mish and akudas harash of a kirba he kas v'ragzonas. There's a person that his root of evil within him is anger. So if someone would ask me what is the root of anger, I would tell him it's covet.
Right, I agree.
Right, imal atmoi. He says sometimes that anger is directed towards oneself. The person doesn't have anger towards others. The person has anger towards himself. Whether his anger is directed towards others.
So you don't honor yourself?
No.
So
when the person is angry at oneself, I think that also comes from honor. The person holds oneself to a higher.
Right. He thinks he's too.
Right. Do you think
too big for his riches?
And then the person has those that their main battle is against depression or laziness, so on and so forth.
So where does that fall in? Is that a separate category?
Or is that an all encompassing category?
Well, Atzlus could be a kino.
Atzlus? Kino?
You're seeing what other people have that may make you sad, or
Atzlus. Yeah. Okay.
That was Atzlus.
Right. I mean, he seems to be saying that it could be that this is that these are different than the previous ones. Ikranian tshuva. So the main concept of tshuva is to correct that specific, unique root that is designed for his shoresh neshama. To fulfill through this the person's purpose in this world. He called on Shayna Mesak and Shoda Shadasha Bekirba, because as long as a person does not correct and refine that shodish of evil that is within him, Ein Shuvah Sam is Kayemes, his Shuvah is not everlasting. And the evil consumes the chelik of good, the portion of good that is within the person. And this is the explanation of the words of the Rambam when the Rambam explains the concept of tshuva and bad midas. Right? Besides the fact that a person has to do tshuva on their bad actions or thoughts or speech, the person has to do tshuva on their bad midas.
Wasn't that all encompassing, because it's all one and the same?
What do you mean?
You don't do the bad action or the bad speech if you don't have these bad midas.
Yeah, it could be, but you could say, well, I'm not going to do this anymore, but you still have that bad midah within you, right? You might not be acting upon them, right? You might be full of anger, but you have self control, so you're not acting upon it. That anger is still there, or the same with desire.
That's a big strength too. I mean, that's a big accomplishment.
Well, it's getting
not to act on your.
Yeah, of course, it's a big contract. But it doesn't say somebody who acts upon their anger is either the way they deserve. It says klakayis, somebody who's angry. There's a beautiful divrei Rama Manal. Vinyan tshuva al midas rois. This is the explanation of the words of the Rambam when he talks about tshuva and bad midas. Shemefarish, the Rambam says, aleim akosuv, shemefarish aleim akosuv, upon the Rambam uses the pasuk on somebody doing tshuva and midas rois. Which pasuk? Yazim rosha darkoi, that a rosha will desert his ways. With a chera, where do we find, well, where does the Rambam see in this pasuk that this pasuk is talking about bad midas more than bad actions? So all of a sudden the Rosh will leave his ways. Says in the Siva Shalom that for doing bad actions the person is not called a Rosh. You're not a Rosh. You have to do something bad. You're doing wicked acts. It's not that you're wicked. Those wicked acts are a coincidence. They happen to the person happened to do a wicked act. Not that this person is a Russia in essence. And it's also not possible to call this type of behavior his way. If he happened to do a wicked act, it's not his way. It's just that he happened to do a wicked act. But bad midas, the root that multiplies this bitter. Attitude within the person, oisa oisa mitzias shorosha, makes the person a mitzias, an existence of a rosha. Shekol mahusay tachashol tenera, his entire essence is under the reign of evil. Kinekudas harashaloi sheletas akol mahalchei chayev, this root of evil reigns over all of his ways of life. He may ikrim usay. It becomes part of the part of his main essence. So yazev rosha darkoi means that even the rosha, the person who is by essence a rosha, that person can leave his derech, which is that he has become his derech. Well, Pia Mavur, Now, according to what we've explained, that there are concepts that are a root that multiply this bitter way within the person. They are the source of evil. They are the main focus when it comes to person's battle with the Yetzer. It will become clear to us what we find in the Torah and Chazal, some many concepts that there's a very unique emphasis that the Torah and the Chazal are more severe in this area more than others. The Dugma, for example, is a Lashon Hara. The Isser of Lashon Hara. K'may shemevayr b'sefer Chafetz Chaim, kama v'kama lavin v'esen, as the Sefer Chafetz Chaim explains many mitzvot aseh, sheyesh bo avin zeh, that there are in this avera. Le'matzinu ken zeh v'toyde b'shar yisurim. We don't find there are so many mitzvahs aseh and mitzvahs lo aseh in the Torah when it comes to other yisurim. So that's the Torah. Now Chazal say b'avon lashon hara and negoyim b'ayim al adam, that for the aver of lashon hara, leprosy comes upon the person. V'zera kadosh says she'ein hakadosh baruch hu moichal al zeh, that Hashem doesn't forgive al lashon hara. We also find a Chazal shechmiru ben yonayim midas akas v'ageus. Chazal are very, very severe when they talk about the midas of anger and arrogance. Shalomu Chazal say akoyes kilu avid ovid zora. Somebody gets angry is as if he worships ovid zora. Chazal say that the person's neshama departs from him when he's angry. Im naviu nevuasa mistalekas. If he's a prophet, his prophecy departs from him. And if he's a wise person, his wisdom departs. While somebody who is arrogant, Chazal say, "Kilu evid avay dezara," also as if he worships avay dezara. But Kadosh Baruch Hu Amen, Hashem says, "Ain ani v'hu yechadim lo d'biyachad." Hashem says that he and I cannot live together. These are things that are not said about the worst averus, and here they are written about anger and arrogance. So also in areas of sanctity, there we find an exaggeration of severity. The concept that we don't find by other Yisurim in the Torah. As Chazal say, somebody who puts their hand beneath their belt, their hand should be cut off. Chazal say that if a person, a splinter, went into a person's body underneath their belt, it's better that his stomach should break open than him that he should end up in that he should end up in Gehenna. Also, we find in the Gemara of Adam Echad Shnasanayda Bishachas, the Gemara tells a story about a person who set his eyes on a certain woman, and he became so sick, so obsessed with this woman that he became very sick. And V'amr Chacham said, "Yamos, he's let him die." He's not even allowed to talk to her, even from on two sides of the fence. Even though throughout the entire Torah, the halacha is that a person is obligated to live with the mitzvahs. He's not obligated to sacrifice his life for the sake of the mitzvahs. And the pikuach nefesh, saving a person's life, pushes away all of the Yisurim in the Torah. When it comes to Kedusha, when it comes to Gidei Arayos, Amru, Chazal say, he has to die, but he's not allowed to be over. Even when he's not being over the Isser itself, he's just one, just talking to her. Yes, the Vazoi, so we have, so the way to explain this is Al Pi Al Moshel HaNizkar. Is according to the Moshel we learned last week. K'moy B'machlis HaGuf, just like by physical ailments. The problem Yesh Tefoa, Sha'odam Eino is some Leve Leha. Sometimes there's a happening within the person that the person doesn't pay too much attention to. Cough, a growth. Right? It doesn't seem to be that serious. Achamumcha agodol, but the good, the professional doctor, who yedea lekvoya shiyesh kan eze gidol mami rachman alatzlan, he can establish that there is a terrible growth, rachman alatzlan, misakanam rachavasolam, and that there's tremendous danger that is hovering over this person. The same applies to the ailments of the soul. The Torah Akdosh and Chazal establish for us the understanding of every Avera. Is it coming from the root of evil? Hamasakin is called Chaye Haruach Shalom, that is putting a person's total spiritual life into danger. Or is it something that is not related to that root of evil? And therefore the danger is not that great. So those areas that their source seems to be from that root of evil, those are areas that Chazal and the Torah HaKadosh was very, very stringent. Because the person is putting into danger their entire mission and purpose in the world. Which is to refine and to correct the roots of evil that is within the person. These things that we've mentioned fall into this category, such as the Avir Lashon Hara, Shesh Beharbi Lav and Vesim. We see the Torah placed many loisases and mitzvahs asay on the Israel Lashon Hara. Whom is Shum Shah Torah Kedosh Roya Semel Atoy V'Ahavas Yisrael, is because the Torah Kedosh sees the importance of Ahavas Yisrael, of loving a fellow Jew. The Torah commands us, love your fellow like yourself. And this is a very important rule in the Torah. Mitzvah, as Rambam says, mitzvah, right? A person has a mitzvah to love each and every person like themselves. And if somebody who hates another Jew, even in their heart, is over on a loisase. The Torah exaggerates or overemphasizes the concept of Ahavas Yisrael, to love each and every Jew like oneself. Even if he's not your relative or your good friend. If a person hates another Jew in his heart, he's over on a prohibitive commandment. Therefore, the Torah establishes that somebody who speaks Lashon Hara against another Yid, who say Ashchisus, that is the peak of of corruption. The only way you're able to speak Lashon Hara is from that power of evil that is within you. Since there's such an emphasis in the Torah on loving another Jew, The only way you have the ability to speak Lashon Hara is because there is a shirish of Ra within you.
Do you have to love somebody that does something very bad to you?
Huh?
Do you have to love somebody that does something very bad to you?
You still love the person, just hate what he did. And the same applies to the bad midas of chaos and gaius, of anger and arrogance. Chazal see in these midas a revelation of the power of the root of evil that is within the person. Or in Yana Kedusha, or the concepts of Kedusha, Shamruhem, Yamatval Yirash, Shahachas, the Fayamakan. It comes to the areas of a person's sanctity, where the person says, where the Torah says that it's better the person should die, that he should not be even he shouldn't be wicked even 1 hour before the Rabbi Nishalei them. Ki Chaymir Abgamim Rachman al Atzlam, Heim Bebchinis Machlam Am Eres Ruchnis, because the severity of these compromises are a concept of a sickness, of a spiritual sickness that is highly contagious. Shodish Nekudas Ra. It is the root of the Nekuda of Ra that is within the person. Mechuyu limps are nafshoi amanas lakar Shodish Ra. The person is obligated to sacrifice oneself in order to uproot the Shodish of Ra, since that is the whole purpose of his life. It's a little bit.
It's a very pessimistic view, right? I mean, that we carry within us this darkness and this.
He said he established this last week. That where do you bring it from? Right, he said there's a shortage that a person is created with.
That's like original sin, you know.
Where is it? Kamuva b'sifrei Misra v'chassidus. Shkol odin yash b'tzaych ha-shortish rash and noilad boy.
I mean, the Gemara says it doesn't come in until you're a mitzvah.
No, the Yetzitoy. Yetzitoy.
You're born with the Yetzitoy.
Right there, yeah. It's a Pesach Chatzis Revitz.
Right, right. But the pessimism is, how does one, is there any hope? Is there any hope for...
Obviously, he says that every person's Shorish Neshama is specifically designed to counter his Shorish Hara. That's what he said before.
So that we're like on this thread, this knife edge between these two horrible... And we're living on this knife edge, and it's like, you know, the stakes are so high because it's you go to one side and, you know, you could be falling into this abyss of the denizens of evil. It's like, you know, it's a schizofrumkeit.
Talk about pessimistic.
My wife was talking about knives this past week.
Oh my.